My dear Solon, look at the Ionian Gambit. Greece is finally leveraging its geography to become a global titan. Energy realism isn't a choice, it's a survival strategy. By turning our waters into a data and energy powerhouse, we attract the capital necessary to fix our stagnant economy. AI needs massive power, and we have it. Why stifle this golden ROI with your endless bureaucratic hesitations and ancient democratic nostalgia?
Profit without prudence is a house built on sand, Plutus. We have already seen how market speed enabled digital fraud in our housing sector. Unchecked energy realism risks turning our sovereign resources into a playground for global giants, leaving our citizens with the bill and environmental degradation. Like the Athenian state, we must prioritize the koinon. Regulation is not a hurdle, it is the foundation of a sustainable and just market.
The koinon is bankrupt without growth. The Atlantic Council recognizes Greece as a strategic pillar. While the Middle East teeters on a diplomatic minefield in 2026, we offer a stable silicon nexus. This isn't about playground politics. It's about revaluing our market cap. If we don't act now, the capital will flow to more agile neighbors. Can your democratic oversight pay for the infrastructure we desperately need to stay relevant in the AI age?
The cost of haste is the erosion of trust. A strategic pillar must be solid, not hollowed out by corporate greed. True realism acknowledges that without institutional safeguards, AI infrastructure will only exacerbate the housing deadlock and social inequality. We need an energy silicon social contract, not just a ledger. Greece's value lies in its stability under the rule of law, not its desperation for any investment at any cost. Let us build for centuries, not fiscal quarters.
Epilogue. Diogenes. You both talk of pillars and contracts, while people can't afford rent. Whether the power comes from gas or silicon, the elite still feast, while the cynic stays in his barrel.